You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg Intelligence Internet and software equity analyst Nicole D'Souza. Artificial intelligence is making its way into more parts of everyday life, but one area where apparently it's not welcome is dating apps. This is according to a survey on Gen Zers looking for a perfect partner. Nicole, talk about the survey a bit. What did it say?
Yes, thanks. Great. Thanks for having me. So we at Bloomberg Intelligence conducted the survey to better understand how people are navigating dating, how they're using dating apps, and how they feel about AI in dating apps. And so a couple of things really stood out. Number one, Gen Z was much more likely to say they were single and not dating. So 44% of respondents, of Gen Z respondents, said they were single and not dating. And that's significant because as these dating app companies look to increase users, as they look to grow their user base, they're looking to appeal to younger users, but the pool of potential daters might be a lot smaller than it was when millennials were primarily the main daters. Gen Z was also much less likely to say they would pay for a dating app. 47% of Gen Z said that they only use the free version of dating apps. And again, these dating app companies rely on growing subscribers in order to maintain revenue growth. So if these trends continue and if Gen Z is less willing to pay for dating apps, the subscription model might not be sustainable. They might have to switch to an ad-supported model, for example. And Gen Z was also much less comfortable with the use of AI in dating apps, much less comfortable using AI to draft a prompt, to pick out a profile picture, or to help engage in conversation with other users. So these dating app companies that are rolling out new AI products might not be meeting the needs of Gen Z. So all things that are important as we look to better understand the growth, the future growth of dating apps.
It feels like what they're talking about is honesty. You know, like you said, that they seem like they're more likely to be honest and say they're single and, you know, not dating or dating. And then also maybe having a little bit more skepticism when it comes to reading profiles.
Yes. So it's interesting when kind of looking into the reasons that Gen Z was single and not dating, one that came up was that there is much less stigma around being single. So they don't have that kind of motivation to date and to find a partner because they don't feel any stigma around being single. And they did also mention you know, some common complaints of dating apps, especially among women, especially among Gen Z women, was that they were seeing a lot of fake or vague profiles. They were, you know, not necessarily forming the meaningful connection that they were looking for on dating apps.
And plus, you can't necessarily, you know, believe that the pictures or the content or how somebody writes.
Yes, and I think, you know, the increasing use of AI might further that kind of skepticism as people use AI to draft prompts and to pick out their profile pictures. It kind of creates the question of, okay, am I actually getting to know who this person really is? Am I going to be able to form a real meaningful connection? Or is this just an AI-generated kind of cookie cutter profile? And so I think those are the questions that the dating apps will have to answer, especially as they look to kind of keep releasing these new AI products.
Yeah, the cookie cutter profiles would be a concern because, you know, you want to stand out. And if all the profiles all sound alike, then you're like, okay, yeah. I'm bored.
Right, right. And so I think, you know, we've seen Gen Z have a lot of skepticism around the use of AI and profiles for that reason, and that they're just more interested in talking to people in person and meeting in real life.
That is Bloomberg's intelligence, internet, and software equity analyst, Nicole D'Souza. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.